Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara. So excited to be tonight with you on Home Time Radio, like every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And because the holidays are right around the corner, I'm going to talk about a topic that is very, very in demand right now, love and romance during the holidays. This time of the year is especially tough in love relationship. It adds chaos to our busy lives and makes us feel more emotional than usual. And many of us take our stress out on our partners, and that definitely will result in a lot of arguments and breakups. So the holiday season can indulge the feelings of loneliness and anxiety for someone who has just gone through a recent divorce. And for those who are single, the holidays can be a reminder of the pain and the painful reality that they don't have a partner to celebrate with. So no matter what situation you find yourself in, I'm here to share with you some of advice on how to reduce the conflict, how to raise compassion in a relationship. And of course, this is a calling show, so I want you to call in with your question. So tonight is again a night in which I want to help you better your relationship, especially during the holiday season, because this is a time of the year when you want to celebrate, when you want to create togetherness, oneness. Is the time to give, is the time to receive, but it's a very emotional time of the year. And for some people, as I said, this is a time to feel anxiety because they just remember that one or 2 years ago, they had somebody at the table with them or around the tree who just passed, or they went to a breakup and their partner is no more there with them. So it's a time of a reminder of a painful reality for many people. So many of the people I work with usually are telling me that they feel worse during holidays than any other time of the year. Because, as I said, holidays are supposed to be what? Fun. Holidays are about family. Holidays are about celebration. Holidays are about oneness and not about stress and anxiety. But a lot of people feel like this time of the year reopen old emotional wounds. They, as I said, they remember holidays they share with loved ones who are no longer with them. And they feel like this time of the year brings back memories rooted in their childhood or even some trauma. And many of us experience a sense of nostalgia, wishing we could relive the holidays under better circumstances, me included, in better company, in better situation, with a better state of mind. So feeling this way, I think it's really normal. And the reason for this is because holidays bring a high standard that we are expected to live up to. There is that overwhelming amount of pressure that's placed on us during these months. We told that we are supposed to be happy, we're supposed to buy gifts, we're supposed, but majority of us probably we cannot afford to buy gifts because we can't even buy our bills every month. We're supposed to enjoy the company of others, making big dinners and have big family around. But the truth is no one has that perfect family, or no one has that money to buy those big gifts, or the energy to pay to afford to pay the energy to decorate the whole house. So the holidays kind of disrupt our daily routine, making us feel sometimes uncomfortable. What we really need during this time of the year is much more than the presents or the parties. We actually need healing. This is the time of a year to heal, because this season actually increases something that is called empathy. The season makes us feel the world around us with that kind of a heightened sensitivity and awareness. Because of this, this time of the year is the perfect time to mend pain from the past and gain a new, more positive perspective on our relationship and on our life overall. In a few moments, I'll go and take your calls. And I know there's quite a number of you waiting online, like thanks to Christopher, who's my amazing producer, who actually goes through a very hard time with a pain in a shoulder. And I really feel for him. And I want all of you to send to Chris all the best energy in the world so that he gets healed as soon as possible. But I'm going to take your calls, guys, and we want to talk about your experience with the holiday season. Before I do that, I want to remind you that it's always a pleasure for me to invite you on my social media to visit Facebook and put my name, Carmen Jara. I have a fan page with 130,000 followers. Same number on Instagram. And you can be my friend on both social media sites. Because, for instance, tomorrow I'm doing a live on Facebook. So if you are my friend on Facebook, you can definitely come and join me. Tomorrow I'm with Casey Kalsi talking about the power of numbers. Now, I've been many times talking about the power of numbers with my wonderful friend Glynis McCann, who's a phenomenal numerologist. But this time with Casey, I have a different approach of the concept of numerology, because this the way he's doing it is totally different than the Pythagorean concept. He uses the Vedic concept of numerology. So tomorrow, if you're going to be live with me, something like around 3 p.m. Eastern time, you can be live. You can have your questions ready for myself and Jesse, and we will communicate with you directly on Facebook. So if you're my friend on Facebook, this is the way to be part of all of these events that are happening almost every other day. Also, my new book that came a number of months ago is still available, and I'm doing a lot of TV shows. I've been on all kinds of shows, morning shows, talking about the concept of commitment, the concept of archetypes. I was just watching the movie about Carl Jung, you know, the student, Freud's student. He introduced the concept of archetype in psychology, and he was inspired by Plato 2,000-something years ago, the Greek philosopher. And the idea of archetype is such an interesting concept to take into consideration if you are ready to embark on a relationship. And me, I talk a lot about about relationship, because I think of myself like somebody who did a lot of marriage counseling. I think of myself like a relationship expert. So I love to to put people together and help them find their love and find themselves and reach that stage of compatibility in which they are growing together and build a life together. My book called Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes will make you reevaluate the way you think about love. My book is some kind of a manual, like John Gray, who wrote Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars, that amazing book, one of the most amazing books of all times, said that my book is a manual for relationship to make people find each other, make people find their compatibility. It's like a compatibility chart, you know, in which it shows you who you are, what kind of an archetype you are, and who's actually your match. Now, my book makes you re-examine your core beliefs about commitment and relinquish harmful assumptions and clearing that karmic pattern that we all talk about that sometimes come from emotional trauma that you experienced during your youth and helps you liberate yourself. Because they liberate from people, you know, that are that no longer serve your habits, you know, that no longer serve you, and help you identify your partner's archetype, and make you understand the capacity of your partner for commitment, understand his needs, his fears, his desires, and helps you navigate through the world of online and in-person dating and build what to me is the glue of a relationship, emotional intimacy. So that's why my book Committed is something I always recommend whenever I had a chance. You can find it at Amazon, of course, and Barnes & Nobles and anywhere books are sold. And again, today, if you have any questions about anything, call me 202-570-7057. And I'm going to also talk tonight in great length about things that you need in order to prevent the holiday breakup. Because a lot of people break up during holidays. And I want you to practice some tips and practice them through holidays to kind of strengthen your relationship and, as I said, prevent the separation. And also, I want to take your calls. Like you know very well me, I appreciate you a lot, and I always want you to call so that we can communicate and I can be at service. So I have actually Kim from Florida. I have Julia calling me, and I will go to your calls in a moment. But as I said, it's very important to strengthen your relationship every season. But this time of the year, you have to find solution to all problems, because you can't allow the old problems, you know, to stand on your way. This is the right time to find solution to something, because the time is now. You don't go through this stressful season with unresolved issues in a relationship. So that any of you calling me about your relationship, listen to this show carefully, because this show gives you this bullet points that what you need to do, you know, so that you step into the season, you know, with an open heart and with, as I said, all problems being solved. It means admitting you are wrong and saying sorry is already a successful way to approach healing your relationship. But the thing that we need to do most likely this time of the year, when we are forced to sit at a table with your in-laws who you might don't like or they don't like you, with your sister-in-law who's gossiping about you all the time, or God knows who's coming at that dinner and you just have to put up with that. And you probably are going to ask me, well, I don't have to. I'm not going to even go to the Christmas dinner. I'm not going to do any of this. But you certainly can cut out external influences, because we are vulnerable to being influenced. We are vulnerable to being negatively charged this time of the year by people who don't really like us. So you have to be aware who and what is actually interfering in your life or interfering in your relationship. And you have to promise to put people, you know, and prioritize you and your partner first, and put these people on a side, and filter the negative influence, and don't let them poison your relationship. You know, in a relationship, you don't have some time to take things too seriously. And no matter how stressful it might be, no holiday is more important than a relationship, because a holiday, they come, they go, but your relationship stays. So don't take the holiday so seriously that you allow a holiday to destroy your bond with your partner, because you fight about how much money you should pay, who you should invite at the dinner, and so on and so forth. So this time of the year will pass, the relationship will stay. So always remember, that's wisdom. Holidays are difficult for many of us, but they don't have to take a toll on us and on our love life. So we can evolve through this time of the year by healing our minds and our spirits, so our relationship can flourish. I'm going to take a short break and then go to Kim in Florida and then to Julia. So you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in 1 second.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back. So excited to be with you this time of the year. It's a wonderful time of the year. And we want to make it as beautiful as possible without allowing any external influences and without allowing the stress and the pressure of this year to overwhelm us. But I'm going to go right now to Kim in Florida. Hi, my lovely Kim. How are you, my dear?
Hey, Carmen. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Well, I could be a little bit better. You know my situation. I can refresh you. My boyfriend just dropped off the face of the earth after being together 9 months every day. You did mention to me 2 weeks ago that he was going to call on Thanksgiving, and he did call on Thanksgiving. He actually texted me. I had asked him what happened between us, and he just said, I did nothing wrong, but he doesn't feel the same for me as he did in the beginning. He doesn't know why. And so you and I had discussed that he was going to come back, and he had intentions to getting back together with me. I don't know if it's wrong timing. I don't know if what he told me is an excuse, but I wanted to know if I can give you his birthday and my birthday and see where we are going with this.
Well, I feel like the 'cause it's always difficult when people stay away from each other and they disconnect. So of course he doesn't feel the same. He's not seeing you. He's not with you. So that makes him feel empty. And the emotions are not there. So you are supposed to help him by saying, let's meet and let's talk about this. So did you say any of that?
I've been waiting for a phone call for a month from him. And I went to his house after 3 days of him not speaking to me at all.
Let's not go there. Let's go to the last call that happened on Thanksgiving. That is very symbolic because it was on Thanksgiving. Didn't you initiate to tell, let's meet and let's talk?
Yes. I just said to him, he said, my intentions were never to hurt you. I'm sorry and happy Thanksgiving, Kim. And so can I give you his birthday and my birthday and see where we're going with this?
You can give me your birthday, but here, this is very psychological. So I don't know if the birthday will help me so much as it is the action and the psychology of this that can help you way more than the birthdays. And birthdays are some codification that might show that you guys are compatible. But what are we doing with that? You know, what we're doing here is a matter of how we should proceed here. What is to be done in order to turn the wheel around and make him be aware that he cannot be without you? not to feel like he's disconnecting from you. So you need, it's your participation that is very significant.
It is, and I put myself out there, and I'm not going to beg a man that does not want to call me or talk to me. So I was giving him his time, like you had said, don't call him, don't
reach
out to him.
Yeah, that was okay. You allow him to take his time, and the fact that he reached out, this was very positive. But then you had to entice him into seeing you and meeting and talking and looking in his eyes and, you know, this time of the year, trying to bring him back, you know, in a very nice and without any pressure. But since Thanksgiving, you haven't heard from him?
No, since Thanksgiving, I have not heard from him. So I was wondering, do you see him still reaching out? You said there was something that was complicated, that he was going to definitely come to me and pour his heart out to me and let me know why he left.
This is where I'm missing something. So in this entire situation, I'm missing something. I'm missing, and I'm trying to figure it out, why this behavior. Where is the problem with this behavior of not wanting to see you? So you said, let's meet, and he said he doesn't want to meet?
He didn't say I didn't want to meet. He just basically ignored that comment.
That's not a comment. That was a request.
Right. So he ignored it. So I don't know. You said there was something very complicated going on that he's struggling with, and that his ego and his pride will eventually come to me. And you did call out that he was going to come on, you know, call on Thanksgiving or text me, and he did. So that was 2 weeks ago, almost, you know, Thursday. So I was wondering where we stand. Is he still going to come to me and reach out to me?
At this point, I think you'll participate. What I'm feeling, as a therapist and also as an intuitive person, that you should participate by sending him a test and by saying, you know what, last time when we spoke was very brief, and I understand a change in your emotions, but I love to see you and talk about it, because this is the time of the year when people get together.
He ignored my request. So I'm leaving it up to him. I'm not going to beg him.
This is not begging, my love. This is not begging.
He left me after 9 months of talking every day for a reason. There's more to the story. And you had mentioned that there is more to the story.
Yeah, but, let's say because somebody goes through a hard time, okay? So he must be go to a tough time right now. And when you go to a tough time, you can ruin what you have and you build, because your mind is overwhelmed with something else. So you have to come to the rescue and put your guard down, put your ego on a side for now, and say, man is hiding something, this man has this problem, I should be there, I should not stay away, because that will...
To come and talk with me, twice. So do you see him coming to me anytime soon?
Around Christmas, yeah.
So are you talking another week or another 2 weeks?
Probably another 2 weeks. I can't be so precise, but probably another 2 weeks.
You were precise. You were good. You said Thanksgiving Day, and he surely did. And so is he going to reach out, and then is he going to want to get back together, and is he going to pour his heart out and tell me exactly what he's been hiding from me? What's bothering me?
He might tell you some stuff, not everything. For whichever reason, I don't think he wants to share it. Not with you, probably not with other people. Probably he's not happy about it. Probably he feels embarrassed, you know?
Okay, so is he going to open up and be honest with me of why he left?
At a certain extent, yeah.
What?
Up to a certain extent.
Is he going to want to come back with intentions to get back together and resume our relationship?
With your help, not without you guiding him through that.
I'll meet him halfway at this point. Absolutely. I love him, and that's why I'm calling you. But, you know, I was just wondering does he miss me? Is he dating another woman?
No, I don't see another woman in his life in my mind, no.
Do you know why he left me?
I think he's confused about something in his own life. And I feel he doesn't consider has the strength to go through a relationship right now. I also feel his influence. You know, when somebody's influenced by someone else, it can be a distant relative, a family member, a friend. I don't know who exactly that person is. People allow them. It's exactly what I've been talking on the show. The external influences. I do think of an external influence here.
So it's not another like girlfriend or something, another love interest.
It's not a love interest that created this, no.
But is he dating right now?
No.
He's not dating anyone right now.
I don't see him dating, no.
Okay, so you see him possibly, are we going to spend Christmas together?
I think there is a very strong possibility that's going to happen.
So you think he's going to come back like in 2 weeks or less or more?
I can't be that precise. I'm not that quite that precise, yeah.
So he's not going to be that honest, but he's going to be open enough.
No, I think the man is honest. Don't blame him and don't judge him. This is the time of year we should forgive him for whatever he did wrong.
I'm willing to forgive if I can hear his story and he wants to meet me, but I can't make that all happen without his participation.
Right.
You told me to let him go, let him come to me, don't call him, don't do anything. Give him space. Let him come to me. And so I'm doing that.
Which you did. Which you did very well. Yeah.
And so it's been a month yesterday. And I'm just curious on, is this relationship over?
No, I don't think it's over. No.
Do you
think it can be over if you guys just decide to drop it. And not that it's meant to be over.
Do you see this becoming a better relationship after what we went through and into maybe a long-term relationship?
Yeah. It can work. It can be worked out, but you need to participate, Kim.
I'm ready.
Feel like you're not participating. I feel also your ego is standing on your way, you know? Okay, Kim,
I've called him twice to ask him to, what happened? What can we do? What? Let's meet. And I can't force this man. So that's why I'm calling you to see, you know, you said he was going to call Thanksgiving. He did. You were on point. So I'm just now, I feel like, you know, I'm losing hope myself, but I'm not the one that caused it.
In life, we're not losing hope so fast, you know. We're not losing hope.
A month is a long time.
I mean, maybe not. It's relative. Relative.
So you think he's going to come back in 2 weeks and we're going to get back to, and we're going to maybe spend Christmas together. I'm going away to Chicago with my son and his girlfriend. Do you see him coming to Chicago with me?
No.
On the 28th?
Not sure about that.
Not sure?
No.
So you think he's going to come with intentions to want to get back together?
My opinion is that, but I feel like you're not, the action here are incorrect. It's hard to explain on the radio. The radio, I'm supposed to give you 2 minutes maximum. We speak for quite a while, you know, and I think that if you want to write me an email, I'll try to respond because this is not, it cannot be done on the radio in 2 minutes or in 10 minutes.
Right, right. So, no, I understand that. I can totally email you. You think that he's going to move forward, yes? He's going to come back with intentions to get back together in like 2 weeks?
Yeah, but it's not that simple. It's not that somebody just comes back. You know, sometimes things get more complicated. There are aspects that you need to overcome. I feel like there are things in this relationship that you need to overcome.
Okay, my lovely Kim.
Write me an email and we'll take it from there. Okay, my love?
All right, honey. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too, my love. I'm going to go to Julia from Romania, then to Pauline, and then to Susan. So you guys hold on the line. Hi, my lovely Julia.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay. You, my sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm okay too. You know, I like the topics that you approach, but tonight my questions are not in line with the topics, unfortunately.
That's fine. If they're not in line, that's perfectly fine. Just ask me your question.
We spoke 1 year ago about my trip to Brazil, and you told me that will happen, and I waited patiently. I thought about it, but I didn't receive any signs, so I don't know. Do you feel that's still happening? What do you see it?
The only problem is that everything has to do with traveling because of the COVID, let's be realistic. Things probably got a little bit delayed. I couldn't travel for more than 2 years and something. And I don't necessarily suggest people should travel so much right now because you don't know. With all these variants, mm-hmm. with all these problems in the world, with lockdowns, and it's kind of unsafe. So that's the feeling I have. Mm-hmm. My opinion is that very soon, you know what I mean, you will make this trip. But I can't tell you how soon that is, probably the spring. But it will be a phenomenal trip. So you're not giving up on this. This is a dream that will come true to you. The only problem is it got a little bit probably delayed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And don't be disappointed. Then, there's a reason for everything in life. There is a reason for a delay. There's a reason for something that doesn't work. There's always something within the complexity of things in the universe that needs to be played out, you know?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And then I had a friend, a very old priest from the monastery that died 2 months ago. His name was Parindele Sava. I felt sorry that I couldn't go to the funeral. Do you have any message?
He didn't expect you to be at the funeral, and he's in a very safe place. I've rarely seen a soul so surrounded by so much light. This must have been somebody very good, very evolved, very kind, because he's surrounded by so much light, so many trees, so many flowers. It's like a paradise where he is, you know, and he's very happy, and he joined the people he loved. There were a lot of people he missed that he lost, and he found all of them. He was very welcome
so
on the other side, and he knew he's going to go.
Yeah, indeed.
He was fully aware. He definitely has a lot of love for you. So there's a lot of good coming from his spirit towards you, and you're going to have a dream about him, a very interesting dream, in which you're going to see a little girl with a beautiful white dress, and he taking that little girl by the hand. It would be a very symbolic dream. I encourage you to listen to one of my radio TV show I did in London, to one of the major radio stations in London, about dreams. And you're going to learn a lot.
I think I know it. It was, yeah.
What?
I think I seen it. It was released 2 days ago.
Yeah, so listen to that. Yes. It's the significance of dreams. I do believe that there is a huge significance in the dream you're going to have about him, in this little girl and the soul, and something that will happen to you as a result of this dream. I'm telling you something very fascinating. Time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it shows
and
me
that's
a beautiful
amazing.
White bird. A white bird. There's a. I have chills of the message of his soul towards you. It's impressive. It's beautiful. Okay, my beautiful Julia. You're okay? Everything is okay with you?
Yeah, I haven't heard from my dentist. You know, I proposed her the new price that I had in my mind. I'm waiting for 2 weeks, but I give her time. You know, I needed some time as well.
Yeah, we'll think about that. You know what? Where are you exactly right now? Where do you live exactly?
In Romania, in Bucharest.
In Bucharest? Yeah, because... I can find for you, my assistant there can find you other people. You know, we should look into other options for you.
I wanted so much to continue with her. It was my
dream.
Then
continue with her. All I know that this will work very well for you.
Yeah.
But don't
thank
put
you
any
so
pressure.
Much, Carmen.
Take it easy. I love you, my Julia.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Have a beautiful, beautiful season, and Merry Christmas to you, my love.
Oh, thank you so much. Merry Christmas for you and Christopher. Bye-bye.
Okay, sweetheart. I love you. I'm going to take a short break, then I'm going to go to Pauline. And then I think to Susan. I love you guys. Hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio with my amazing producer, Christopher, who I'm sending him a lot of love and all the best energy in the world, which I want you guys to do the same. Such an amazing man, and he has a prop with his shoulder. And I hope he gets better soon. So I'm praying for that, because I don't want him to suffer. I can't stand the idea that he is in pain. So I'm going to go to Pauline. Hi, my lovely Pauline.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't know he was in pain. I just said, thank you for being there for us. I had no idea
he was
in
pain. He's such a wonderful human being.
Yeah,
he's the best.
He is. He's like your right hand.
I worked with him for 4 years, and I love him so much. I love everybody there at Om Time, but he's so dear to me. And
very nice.
And we're going to send him all the good energy.
Yes. We all send love to him, please.
All the love.
That'll help heal him.
All the love.
That's all we need to do. I didn't know you had Romanian callers that could actually call in. That was really interesting. The last
I have people.
I want to share something.
People calling from all kinds of parts of the world, from South Africa, from China, from God knows where. Yeah.
They know you come from your heart. That's why they come, you know, from all over. Can I say something to, what was her name? Is her name Kim, the first caller?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're going through, but, you know, 9 months is not that long. I've been waiting for somebody for 21 years, and you sound a little desperate. I do think there's a little ego. I actually felt the same way you did. I said, he's going to have to come back to me and crawl on his hands and knees. No, I don't want that. I want him to come back, because you know what? Sometimes they don't feel worthy. Sometimes, like, there's other situations happening, and they don't want to stress you out by telling you what's going on in their lives. You got to have faith that there's a good reason. And if you're meant
it's
to be...
It's all about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think this is her twin flame.
You desperate in life for someone to...
But you know what? I think this is her twin flame, because of the way he's acting.
Also communication and communication... Yeah. Communication and let your pride down. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Call again and try to find out what's going on. Try to be the friend he never had, you know?
Right.
It's not only about the love relationship. It's about the friendship.
Yeah, he needs
the
friend.
The friendship.
Yeah. They're not used to that. Men are not used to it. It's so funny.
Pauline, when I wrote a book, my last book mentions an entire chapter about emotional intimacy. What people fail to do in their relationship is build that emotional connection. So
and that's what she's there for.
Physical connection. They think they share a house. They think they have kids together, and that's enough. That's not enough.
No.
The
no.
only thing that keeps two people together is those deep, deep, deep feelings, emotion. Over there, when you touch the heart of somebody, you know, and you connect at that level, then that relationship will survive the test of time. And then you, then those people are going to walk hand in hand 50 years later, you know.
And they'll be there for you, and you'll be there for them. You'll be equal
yeah, exactly.
at that point.
You have to know.
You've probably known each other for many thousands of years and been in lifetimes together, so you need to be patient.
A relationship is built in time and time. It takes a long time to build something. Yeah.
The stars are acting up too now. So she's not. It's not only his physical, this life. The energies of the star system, you know, the stars are acting right now. The Venus is going to go retrograde, but don't expect anything to happen soon. I mean, you're lucky if you talk to him. He may want to talk to you.
Very, very true. Yeah.
The more you push, the more he's going to run away. And I'm sorry to tell you that if you really are twin flames, the more you do that, they know everything you're thinking. So if you think if you're mad at him, he's not going to come to you. You have to be open and forgiving and compassionate. That's the only way you're going to be able to reach him.
True.
So, okay, I wanted to ask you this, besides men relationships, this is the holiday time, so family stuff could happen. Last time, because of the president, I had problems with my family. Now it's going to be, because I'm the only one that's not inoculated, so they don't want me anywhere near them. So I'm accepting it because it's everybody's choice, and I know what I know, and it's right for me, and I'm not going to judge anybody for what they do. Just that it's going to be like the last time I had to see my family was to go to a cemetery thing. We did a memorial, but they were, I was like, I was trying to go there without worrying about them going to attack me or something for the president stuff. But then I just let it go and just be there as a family member without any judgment against them either for what happened in the past. And then it just turned out beautifully, beautifully. Nobody gave me any conflict because I didn't have it in me because I didn't put it out there like I expected.
Right. Yeah.
That was very, so that's what people, if you have conflict with your family, try to start a clean slate. Forgive them, first of all, before you even go, right? You need to forgive everybody. Start all over again. And then otherwise you're going to be attracting the same thing you always get.
But this is the time, you know, to be grateful for everything.
Yeah,
for every person in your life, good or bad, you know.
Yeah, it could be
and
gone
showing
tomorrow.
Gratitude. If you ever wanted to show gratitude, you know. But showing gratitude doesn't mean to buy expensive gifts. It means to perform something small, a small deed, you know, that comes from your heart, you know.
I love somebody
baking a
cake or cookies. I love that. Mm-hmm, I don't
exactly.
buy anything.
Create a picture album, something, you know, put together. Write a letter. You know, that comes from your heart. Plan to spend an hour together in a new restaurant, something, you know. Because your perspective can elevate, you know, your attitude from frustration to gratitude. Because, you know, what Kim felt, you know, she felt the frustration of this man not reaching out. You have to express to go from frustration to gratitude and say, okay, I'm grateful for whatever the man does to me. Because when you do that, you shift the energy around, and then you're no more impatient, you're not anxious, you're not judgmental, you're not critical, you don't blame, you know what I mean? And you're in full acceptance. And when you send that energy, that person is drawn to you in that very moment. But without realizing, we push people away, and we push them in the reactive side of the brain, which is the subconscious mind.
Why don't she also take care of herself, give herself self-love, and then she won't come from
that's
that place of needing.
That's also very true.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing lately. Thank you so much. I really love you. Have a happy holiday.
I love you more, and happy holiday, Pauline, and you're always so wonderful, and I love you so much.
Thank you so much for being here.
Okay, beautiful. I'm going to go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Oh, hi, my love. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Yeah, happy to talk to you.
How are you doing, my love?
Well, you know, my house had a tree fall on it, so I had to move out, and it's under construction.
Oh, God, yes. I remember you told me that.
Yeah, so I'm still living in a hotel, and I joined I joined the Ascending Hearts dating site, but it hasn't been too productive for me, but that's okay. So I'm staying positive, and I'm healthy, and I'm happy, so it's going okay.
Okay. What is the perspective of having a good resolution with your house, like getting money or to be able to fix everything?
Yeah, it's been a little challenging. It was the neighbor's tree, and they haven't been very supportive, or they don't feel give me any compensation for helping them. But
is there an insurance involved? You know what I mean? The people are irresponsible. I hate to say that. And they don't care.
Well, yeah, my insurance is taking care of it, but then they brought in a 130-ton crane on my property to take another tree down because they said that was the only place, and they damaged the concrete. And so I'm just trying to rack up my karma points that I'm doing the right thing by getting along with my neighbors. But I'm hoping that they come forth with some sort of money to help with what happens after.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely going to happen, without a doubt.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes me feel good. And then my work, I've been challenged a little bit with my work, and I was, you know, thinking of moving on someplace else. I've had a couple interviews, but nothing for sure yet. So I'm still just working through my current job, and it's going okay. Trying to stay positive, trying to be open to some relationship that may come down my path, but...
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what that might be.
I don't know whether... So this site, you said you haven't seen anything going on.
Right.
Nothing. I do have a feeling you meet a man who you... are you invited anywhere at any dinner, anything with friends, anywhere?
Yeah, I'm going to go meet some friends tonight, actually.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is tonight, but I see you going and meeting some people, and you will meet a man who has a sweater. He's gray, a little bit gray hair. His eyes seems to be a little bit lighter eyes. I don't know if it's brown light or green eyes. His sweater is kind of a grayish sweater. I have an image, like a visual image of this man. That's so interesting that you are going to meet. And I don't think this has anything to do with an online dating. This is just meeting him, going out and actually going out to meet other people. And he just happens to be there. But I feel like this is like the universe opening a door for you.
Okay. Well, that's
why I like this. Sorry?
Yeah, it's good to be open and just...
No, so there. So when you say, well, I'm waiting... I can definitely tell you that there's something happening right now for you. Right now, meaning relatively quickly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've been trying to be open and just let things happen the way they're supposed to happen and when they're going to happen. And I think that's a big part of growth and development and just moving to the next good space. So.
Right.
And the holidays are going to be quiet for me because I won't be traveling, or I'll be kind of going between the hotel and my house. I'm still staying in a hotel. So I have to stay in the hotel till the house gets done, but it'll happen. It just won't happen as quick as I'd like.
Do you have an idea how long it's going to take for your house to be fixed?
Well, they said the roof won't get fixed till February. I'm kind of hoping it's sooner, but. Right now, that's the big.
What roof. About the rest of the house?
They've been working on some of it slowly, but the roof is the biggest, had the most damage. So.
Right.
But it'll happen. I just have to be patient.
So there's another 2 months, 2-3 months for you to be in a hotel. Who's paying for the hotel?
My insurance is paying for it right now.
Oh, they're paying for it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, yeah, there's a reason for all of this. You will see that at the end of the day, there will be a reason for this.
Yeah, I'm planning on selling the house still.
Best idea. I want to tell you, this is the best idea. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for that to happen. And most of my stuff is all in storage now, so it'll make it easier to sell it now. So.
Exactly. No, this is that. You know, the lesson is move out of there. This is not an area where you want to be. Just walk away from that. Have a new beginning. It's a new year. It's a new life. It's a new beginning for you. It's going to be okay. You're going to be perfect.
Yeah, thanks, Carmen. I really appreciate your insight. Mm-hmm. You've always given me good insight. So I will just go out and have fun and wait till Mr. Gray Sweater shows up.
Gray Sweater.
One of my horoscopes said to wear gray to attract positive energy into your life.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you should also wear something that is pastel or pink, like for the new beginning and love, and sometimes bright red is very good. It depends. It's always good to have those bright colors. Gray also, but it's more like a neutral color. Definitely don't wear black. No black.
Okay.
And also pay attention to your dreams, you know. You might have interesting dreams about something happening, something new, something exciting coming in your life, you know.
I've had some interesting dreams. There's no doubt about that lately.
Mm-hmm.
I had a crazy dream about Bill Gates.
that's something.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's very interesting. You know that we all dream and we don't remember. We have 3-4 dreams. The most powerful dreams are between 3 and 4 a.m. during something that is called the rapid eye movement, when the activity in the brain is very similar to being awake, and the dreams are lucid dreams, are very vivid. They're so intense that you feel like they're real, like you are really in a certain place, somewhere else in the world, you know, and they're very powerful. But they bring some kind of premonitory situation, like premonitory dreams are very powerful. The reason I'm telling you this, I feel like some premonitory dreams will come to you about a new beginning, a new home in a total different area. And you're not going to be alone in that home. And a chapter in the book of your life is coming to an end, and the new chapter is about to begin. So be ready for that. It's going to be really beautiful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's good to hear, because I do have a lot of dreams. And some of the best ones are ones that I really remember. So
good. Well, if you want to remember your dreams, don't open your eyes. So when you're awake, the first thing that we do, we open the eyes. When you open the eyes, the dream is gone. When we are awake with the dream closed, then the dream is coming in front of us like a movie. So let that happen. Have full awareness of where have you been during the night, you know. Because when you travel, you see all kinds of emotion, images, impressions, feelings are revealed. So they all have a lot to do. Again, with the things that will happen, have happened, are about to happen. So yeah, so it's fascinating to pay attention to your dreams, especially you. You know, I feel like there's a big message coming in dreams for you about your new life. But listen, I wish you a wonderful holiday season, and I love you. And call me anytime. Especially, let me know when you're having your house fixed and you're selling it and buying the new house.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for all your help, Karma. Have a happy holiday.
I love you, my sweetheart. God bless you.
Take care.
And for all of you listening to my show, I'm coming to the end of the show. And again, this time of the year, we need to remember to be grateful for every moment. If you're in a relationship, show gratitude for your significant other. Show gratitude. Is a healing force, and I want all of you to use this healing force this time of the year, the time of togetherness, oneness, giving, receiving, feeling merry, feeling happy, and the most beautiful time of the year. I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio. I'll be with you next week, same time, same place, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with my most wonderful producer, Christopher, who we should wish him full recovery and the best of health. He's an amazing man, and God bless him. Thank you for listening.